wrap up KER Politics. It's been a great show. You got a pretty good idea where we stand right now. We're not telling you that that's where you have to stand. All we are saying at this moment in time is look at both sides of every single story. That's becoming very, very apparent in what's going on in American politics right now. We're going to quantitatively define exactly where all the candidates stand right now, and I know it's early, but the fact of the matter is, let's talk first about the Democrats. Joe Biden is really scraping bottom. His approval rating is lower than it has ever been. Jim, you want to elaborate?
Yeah. So Joe Biden right now is polling at about 37% approval rating. It's hard to believe, very hard for me to believe he even has 37%.
Yeah.
This is the lowest that he's had during his administration. And I just want to give a comparison. Donald Trump during this period, at the same point in his presidency, was at about a 41% approval rating.
Pretty
low as well. But if you remember, he was being attacked on the you know, Russia collusion fraud and, you know, the Russian involvement in the 2016 election.
Yeah.
That was the Mueller investigation. There were leaks almost daily. The Stormy Daniels attacks on, you know, with Michael Avenatti were in full bloom at this point, presidency. And you had gotten, the press was just, you know, this complete inundation of competent leader. Now, that contrasts with the press now trying to protect Joe Biden. And in fact, the New York Times coming out with an article saying, hey, we don't even need anybody to be very smart in office because, oh, by the way, they'll, you know, the government will work by itself without them.
Yeah.
Now that is a complete switch from attacking Trump for his competency and his mistakes at the same time. And remember, they demanded a mental acuity test for Donald Trump. And of course, the press is not doing anything right now for Joe Biden.
No. Well, I guess the only thing I want to say is the numbers for Donald during his time to compare it to the numbers for Joe Biden to compare it to his time, obviously, the numbers are really almost not comparable because there's such a difference in the situations of the two people. I'd like to get a comment from you on that, Jim.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, the things that I mentioned, but as well, I'm not, you know, no one really trusts the polling these days anyway. And of course, when you see some of the, you know, some of the arguments that are being made to support Donald Trump, to support Joe Biden, they're really not arguments to support Biden. They're actually arguments to attack Trump or the previous administration.
Right.
It's not very cognizant. It's not very intelligent. It's mostly anger, and that anger is the result of years and years of social engineering to actually shape people to hate conservatives.
Yeah,
and that is happening. Yeah, and I think it's playing very heavily in the Democratic Party right now because they're attacking an actual competent potential voice.
Yeah.
Robert Kennedy Jr., who may have an impact as he rises in the polls.
And he is rising in the polls. There's no question about that.
Yeah, so he was originally, when he first announced his candidacy a week and a half ago, he was at about 14%
or lower
rating or support from Democrats. Democrats in polls.
Right.
He's now up to 21% in just basically a little over a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's a significant rise. That's going to have a very significant impact on the Democrat voter base. People that still are very committed to to democratic values, old school Democrats, versus kind of the more progressive Democrat agenda that the Biden administration represents right now. I think it's going to have an impact. I think I still don't foresee RFK Jr. being victorious because I think the Democratic Party will rig the system just like they did against Bernie, just like they did against any potential challenger to Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And I think that means that he probably, RFK won't have a shot.
Yeah.
But he could potentially announce an independent race after the primaries go, and that would absolutely destroy Joe Biden.
You know, I'm not sure I would agree with that. And the only reason that I say that in this point in time is I don't know how Joe Biden has, I don't know how President Biden has the strength that he has right now in the polls. I got to tell you, people are very disappointed with him, and all they have to do is take a look at the numbers that are coming out right now in terms of the economy, in terms of the fact that the United States has lost the reserve currency status. We're almost to that point. I believe we are at that point. And the fact that we have lost so much respect on the international stage in terms of being the greatest power, the largest power in the world. I'm not sure how anybody who can think can be proud of having a president who accomplishes that under his watch, Jim.
The people that actually still support him are the ones that still listen to the media and listen to the what the White House says without actually doing any fact-checking or actually thinking.
No, I agree.
And that's the problem right now. There are still people that, the house could be burning down in front of them, and they're going to say, oh, no, it's all right. We'll put it out. And that's what's happening right now.
Exactly, that's exactly what's happening. Okay, we got about 3.5 minutes left to wrap this up. I want to talk a little bit about the Republicans. I want to start, of course, with Donald J. Trump.
So Donald Trump has been speaking quite a bit. He was in New Hampshire just, I believe, yesterday, or I believe on Thursday, as we record this. He's been fairly careful. He's making bold statements. That's his demeanor, right? He's got this ego. We all know that.
Right.
But he's been very careful not to do any direct damage. But he did. He made one great comment. I think was a great comment. He said, "Hey, I'm going to take away Crooked Hillary moniker, and I'm going to call her maybe nice retired old lady something, Hillary. But I'm going to go ahead and plant that name on Crooked Joe Biden."
Yeah.
And I think as you get more information about the Hunter Biden laptop scandal, about the relationship between the Biden family with the Chinese, the Ukrainians, the Russians, and others, that he's going to be able to use that Crooked Joe Biden very effectively, because there are a lot of people that don't trust what's going on now. So Donald Trump is rising in the polls, and he is actually separating very far from his closest challenger, which is Ron DeSantis. And, of course, the other Republican candidates are in the very low single digit.
They're very low, I want to say that it would be a miracle, in my opinion, if somebody like Donald Trump, who is a genius, there's no question about that, it would be, in my opinion, absolutely miraculous if he got the nod. I'm not saying it can't happen, but I think it would really show some serious strength on his part if he did. Give me an opinion, Jim.
Well, I'm pretty sure that it's going to be very difficult to push him out of the primary race. He'll win the primary from all, from the vision now, unless for some reason he dies.
Yeah.
Or somehow the Democrats pull enough scandal, scam, legal issues to take him down. But the problem is he's been dealing with this now for 8 years, since 2015.
Yes, he has.
So he actually knows how to deal with it, and he has a lot of popular support. And as you see more and more people question the narrative being put out by the White House, as you see Biden's numbers going down, as you see the economy going down, as you see the border issues staying relevant.
I'm just amazed that we have to keep talking about that. Anytime you turn on unbiased news, it is absolutely terrible from a political standpoint. Jim, we just clocked at 9 minutes. We've got a minute to wrap it up. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I really think that Donald Trump has the advantage. Mike Pence is going nowhere. Nikki Haley made a boneheaded comment the other day about that she would welcome Disney to South Carolina. That was not a good choice for the Republican base in the primary because, in fact, people are quite angry with ABC Disney and what's happening down in Florida, and they support Ron DeSantis quite strongly.
Right, they do.
DeSantis has power, but his power is diminishing, and people are looking at him like, hey, young guy, stay in Florida, don't step into the race, don't let it get ugly, but the reality is Everybody's political egos are involved. We don't know what's going to happen, but it will be an interesting, interesting summer and fall as we move into the actual primary season.
Well, I tell you, I think it's going to be an interesting summer and fall, and I think it's going to be interesting the first part of the next year. I think it's going to get ugly, but I hope it doesn't, because I love America. Thanks for listening.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.